Hey everyone, and welcome back to Daily Stoicism. I'm your host, Madison Lane, and let me tell you, today's topic is a game changer. We're diving into emotional regulation because who doesn't want to be the CEO of their own feelings, right? Think about it. Life throws curveballs left and right. Stress, anxiety, anger, these things can hijack our day faster than you can say deadline. But what if we could actually learn to manage those emotions instead of letting them manage us? That's what we're talking about today, folks. First up, let's get real. Emotional regulation isn't about becoming a robot and stuffing your feelings down like they don't exist. It's about understanding your emotions, acknowledging them without judgment, and then choosing how to respond in a way that serves you best. It's like being the conductor of an orchestra guiding those instruments, your emotions, to create a beautiful symphony rather than a chaotic free-for-all. Now, I know what you're thinking. Madison, easier said than done. And yeah, it takes practice. But trust me, the payoff is huge. When you master emotional regulation, you'll unlock a whole new level of peace, resilience, and focus. You become less reactive, more adaptable, and better equipped to handle whatever life throws your way. Think about it. Never felt like you were on edge, ready to explode over something totally insignificant? Or maybe you've been so bogged down by anxiety that you couldn't even focus on the most important tasks. Emotional regulation is your secret weapon against those moments. It's like having a mental toolbox filled with strategies to help you navigate those tricky waters. Okay, let's break it down into some actionable takeaways. 1. Become an emotion detective. Pay attention to what triggers your emotions and how they show up in your body. Notice the physical sensations, thoughts, and behaviors that accompany each feeling. The more aware you are of your emotional landscape, the better equipped you'll be to manage it. 2. Practice mindfulness. This one's a game changer. Mindfulness is about paying attention to the present moment without judgment. It's like hitting the pause button on your inner chatter and simply observing your thoughts and feelings without getting swept away by them. There are tons of apps and guided meditations that can help you get started. Give it a try. 3. Challenge negative thought patterns. We all have those pesky inner voices that sometimes tell us we're not good enough, smart enough, or capable enough. But guess what? Those thoughts aren't always accurate. Learning to identify and challenge those negative narratives can make a world of difference in how you feel. 4. Find healthy coping mechanisms. When emotions get overwhelming, it's important to have healthy outlets. Exercise, spending time in nature, creative activities, journaling, these are all amazing ways to process and release your feelings in a constructive way. 5. Practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. Remember that everyone makes mistakes and experiences difficult emotions. Treat yourself with the same understanding and care you would offer a good friend. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're at work and your boss just dropped a bombshell project on you right before a major deadline. Your mind starts racing, you feel that familiar tightness in your chest, and you're tempted to snap at the first person who walks by. Sound familiar? But wait. Remember what we talked about today. You take a deep breath, remind yourself that this is just one challenge, and then focus on breaking down the task into manageable steps. Instead of letting that stress consume you, you channel your energy into finding creative solutions and working efficiently. Boom, you not only handle the situation with grace, but also potentially impress your boss with your calm and collected demeanor. That's the power of emotional regulation. It allows you to navigate life's ups and downs with greater ease and confidence. Remember, it's a journey, not a destination. So be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress, and keep practicing those strategies. You got this. All right, my friends, that wraps up our episode for today. I want to hear from you. What are your biggest challenges when it comes to emotional regulation? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Let's create a supportive community where we can learn and grow together. Until next time, remember to keep your chin up, stay curious, and keep practicing those Stoic principles. We'll catch you on the flip side.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.